brighten up those dark mornings. Wheeler, Ollie, and Lecter. Mornings at the cabin.
Mornings at the cabin, indeed. Wheeler with you on your Wednesday morning. Joined by Sibs, an emergency replacement coming off the bench. Sibs, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, speaking to the mic, Sibs.
Good morning.
Bring it down to your face. No, okay, now I can't hear you. I turned it off so you could bring it towards your face. There you go. All right.
It's right there.
It's right there.
Emergency replacement.
Emergency
is right,
replacement.
Folks.
This whole thing has gone off. The Adele thing yesterday has really, it really kind of blew up in our faces. I don't know who we apologize to. Do we apologize to Adele? Do we apologize to Sony Music?
That's a start, I would say.
What about the people? Who we got wrong? Who we did wrong by giving the wrong information? We'll get into it throughout the show. Suffice to say, Lecter has been suspended.
Oh.
So he is not on the show this morning. I'm not sure when he's going to be back on.
They had to dig deep into the reserves, folks.
Yeah, well, not that deep. Not that deep. You're kind of first off the bench. But all joking aside, Lecter has been suspended at the request of Sony Music and possibly Adele as well. We're not sure. It came from Sony Music, but who knows? It may have been a directive, a missive from her. As we know, she can kind of wave her hand and just kind of make Spotify do whatever. So she's done the same with Cabin Radio. And you know what? With good cause. Don't blame her. We got a lot of things wrong yesterday about her story with the interviewer from Australia. And him not listening to the album. Here's the thing. We listened to the album. It's great. And I'm not being paid to say that.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
Wheeler and Sibs with you on your Wednesday morning. Sibs stepping in. Thanks so much for stepping in.
Oh, no problem,
Always appreciate. Okay. Always appreciate it. I love it when you lean into your Ontario accent. Out and about, you know. But thank you for stepping in at such short notice. We found out this morning that Lecter, well, Sony Music has asked Lecter to not be on the show for, I don't know if it's for the foreseeable future. We're still trying to talk back and forth with them about what happened. So you know what happened with Adele in this interview, yes? This Australian interview?
I got filled in a little bit.
A little bit, right. So she's promoting the new album, 30, which is a fantastic album. Check it out on Spotify. And we're playing a couple of those tracks. I believe Jay Bear premiered the new single last night on Bear Cave. So, obviously it's blowing up. It's Adele. Right. We all love Adele. Most of us. I'm not sure Lecter does anymore. No, I won't say anything. So we just talked about what happened with this Australian host yesterday because she's promoting this album. She's giving very few interviews.
Yes.
And Channel 7 in Australia got exclusive rights to have an interview with her and promote the album. Right. So they got exclusive rights from Sony Music to do this. He showed up at the interview and flew all the way from Sydney to London because she's not going anywhere. She's not touring this album as of yet.
Okay.
She's not leaving England, apparently. So, or at least very little. Gets there. They start having a chat, and he admits to her that he has not listened to the album.
Okay. Right?
So we were going off, and Lecter and I famously don't read much. And especially with things we're talking about, we'll discover what we're talking about is complete garbage halfway through. Well, we didn't yesterday. And from what we had read on a couple of news sites is that Adele walked out of the interview. Was walked out of the interview. Now, I was kind of on the side of Adele. I was like, well, I mean, you can understand why she would walk out after, she's only doing a handful of these interviews, and this knob didn't even bother to read or listen to the album. And Lecter was more on his side saying, couldn't she have a little bit more humility? And I was like, well, that's a little offensive and sexist. And we all know Lecter's sexist and can be and very misogynistic at times. But, that's just who he is. And, we love him. But at the same time, we wish there were some things that were better. So Matt Doran botched this interview completely. And it was $1 million Australian that they spent on these rights that Sony allowed them to buy, right?
Wow.
So the story was on this Page Six website that she walked out of the interview. Basically it was just okay, well, we're not going to do this then because you didn't even bother listening to the album. What it turns out is that the interview actually lasted longer. So it was supposed to be 20 minutes. It lasted 30 minutes. So apparently she just sat down and shot the ish with him for 30 minutes and probably had a grand old time, which is more in keeping with what we know Adele to be.
Yeah.
Good sense of humor about herself. Not one for hoity-toityness or diva-ness. I mean, you can be a diva when you're Adele, and she seems to be a little bit more down to earth than that.
Yeah.
As down to earth as you can be being the biggest star in the world. So we got that wrong, and we didn't bother reading about that until after we got the full story from Ollie. He was like, well, did you not know about this? And we're like, no, we didn't. Because even the BBC article didn't mention that they sat around and had the interview. So what happened, you can't hear this interview because Sony pulled the audio because, like, Sony was the one that kind of got mad about it because, like, you didn't even listen to the album. We're going to pull this audio.
Okay.
So we got it wrong. Here's kind of the good news about this. This means Sony listen to the podcast or heard the audio. So that's kind of cool. So they heard the audio, didn't like what we had to say, and have asked that we kind of put Lecter aside for a bit while we try to kind of figure this out.
Bench him.
Right. So it turned out to be the most important second half of an article we never read, which was eventually going to bite us in the ass, and it did. So there it is. Lecter's on the bench. You've come off the bench.
Woo.
Have you listened to the new album, new Adele album?
I have.
By Sony, released by Sony Music.
The Sony album by Sony Music.
No. The Adele album 30, yes. As released by Sony Music International.
I did listen to it.
Yeah,
it's good. I don't think it's my favorite by her. If I'm being totally honest. Sorry, Sony.
Because your favorite of hers, but like still like way, way up there, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, good. Whew.
Bye, Sibley.
I'm not really sure what's going to happen here, but Adele kind of waved her magic wand and Lecter is no longer here.
Oop.
For the time being.
Because the diva, of course.
Well, I mean, not a diva, but I mean, maybe she just was just like, yeah, that's it. And Sony just kind of took her kind of like, and went, bleh, and now there it is. So I'm not sure what's going to happen now.
They made those exact noises.
Probably.
There's just two people so connected in a room. One just went,
Have you ever been that connected to somebody where you just like, you just like, and they're like, yeah, I know.
Have you ever seen Brack and I in a room together?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Brack makes weird faces and noises, and everybody's just like, yeah, she said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just like, no. Do one of those. Fair enough. You and Brack in the room together, that's fair enough. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway.
Thanks
for being here.
Oh, no, of course. Did you see Adele's middle school English teacher, I think it was?
Oh, did she?
Came to one of her concerts.
Did she cancel her, too?
No.
Oh, good.
This was actually really sweet. She, like, brought her up, like, I guess she didn't know that she was there, and the middle school teacher contacted her people, so they, like, brought her up in the middle of the concert.
Amazing.
They were both there crying, and they were like, oh, like, you've supported me so much, and I was like, oh, this really hurts, because, I don't know, it was cute.
That's very cute. I like that. I like Adele.
Yeah.
She's got, she's got, like, a real kind of down-to-earthiness about her, and she's got that great cackle, which I love. I love a good cackle. No pressure whatsoever on our part or on Sony's part or Adele's part. We love Adele. We love Sony. Adele, easy on me before the news.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast where we cut out all the great music and you're left with the rest.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora 4 driving the north. And once again, just sending our apologies out to Adele and to Sony Music for our foul up yesterday, and Lecter is now suspended, and we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yep.
You couldn't be happier. You want to be in that seat.
Oh yes, 100%.
Yes, that's right.
This is my plan all along.
I was gonna say that's right. You fed him all these lines about Adele, and now you get to wake up super early and be here.
Yep, I was the one that sent Lecter the article, and I just used my internet skills and cut half of it off.
That is fair.
Couldn't even see it.
He deserves it for not reading. last night, you Yellowknifers out there approved the Aquatic Center loan by a wide margin. By a wide margin, it's like 2,600 people voted.
No, wait, did you read this whole article?
The whole one? No. 1,857 people backed the measure in a referendum after votes were tallied last night. There were 735 no votes. That's not nothing. I mean, this is how democracy works. You could fully have like hundreds and hundreds of people who are like, nah. But if you have hundreds more that say yes, then there you go. And I mean, I guess that's something, right?
Politics. What a concept.
Politics. What a concept. Well, that's not really politics. That's like literally democracy, which is
politics.
I guess it's politics. It's political ideology. I mean, when you say politics to me, I imagine people being, you know, making speeches and you know, telling lies in order to get elected. Or, you know, saying that something's a big old waste of time when it's actually their fault. The city will now press ahead with plans to borrow the money, that $10 million. That was the referendum. It wasn't whether or not you wanted a pool. It was whether or not you wanted the city to borrow $10 million more dollars, which is a misunderstanding for a lot of people. They were like, I'm going to vote no because I don't want a pool. It's like, that's not what's happening here. Because if there was a no vote, there was still the chance of getting a pool, right?
They would be doing upgrades on the roof.
Upgrades on the roof inch pool. So they'd still spend $40 million. So if you said no and it passed, they'd still spend $40 million. This way they're spending 67.7, which has also been listed at 70. I'm going to say it's going to cost about $78 million by the time it's all said and done. It's right up there on the board. Price is right rules. Lecter bid a dollar. I bid $78 million. Closest without going over.
And someone guessed Brackenbutt. It's going to cost as much as Megan.
Megan Brackenbutt. That's right. So, yeah, why are you? I mean, you won't be. Maybe you will. I don't know. I mean, are you going to?
Who knows where the wind will take this?
Do you listen to the wind? To the wind? To the wind? I mean, obviously, yeah, this is going to be built over the next few years. And I can't remember when it was supposed to be.
I think it's 2024. Is 2024? When it's
okay, that's not that far off. You can last another couple of years, right?
Yeah.
In the picture provided on the website, though, you made a good point. Did they not approve or agree on the water slide?
I'm pretty sure they did, because if you go and look at the visual design concept, aka the video,
the digital video,
they have the water slide in there. Yeah. I think that's just a design photo from council documents a while ago.
Yes, that is the 2020 concept designs report. That's the view of the aquatic center. But there is a slide in there. It's just not a water slide. So, I mean, you got to have that water slide. Otherwise, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
West Edmonton Mall. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. Have you been there? Have you been to West Edmonton Mall? You've never been to the World Water Park?
Literally so
it
many people.
It is fantastic.
So many people here rave about the West Edmonton Mall.
So many people here rave about Edmonton, which tells you about being living here. It's I love going to Edmonton. It's all right.
I went to Great Wolf Lodge, which is in Niagara Falls,
I've been to Great Wolf.
A water park.
Yep. It's not like that, though.
No.
Oh, I mean, the World Water Park is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the huge, I think it's still the world's largest indoor water park. It's amazing.
Wow.
All right. You should go.
That wasn't sarcasm.
It wasn't. It sounded like you were doing like
Owen
Wilson, like a small Owen Wilson. Yeah, you're just like an Owen Wilson cat.
Everybody here is like, oh my gosh, when I was a kid, I went to the West Edmonton Mall.
Absolutely.
It was the greatest thing of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
So my mom's always telling me, she's like, if you're flying somewhere, get a layover in Edmonton for a day or two.
I used to love that as a kid. I mean, that tells you so much about traveling out of Yellowknife. As a kid, I'd be like, I hope we get laid over in Edmonton International so I can go to the arcade. Because we didn't have an arcade here at the time. And so I'd, you know, go play games in the arcade while we like laid over in Edmonton for 7 hours on our way to somewhere else. And that's kind of used to be how it was. But yeah, going to the World Water Park was fantastic. And I know this is not going to be anything like that. But it's our little tastes of the World Water Park.
Yeah, every time I've flown out of Yellowknife, I've always gone to Calgary. I've actually never been.
Really?
I've never taken the Edmonton route. I don't know.
That's okay.
I've never just gotten that connection.
Oh, fair enough. You've never made that connection?
I'm never getting to the West Edmonton Mall.
You should go. Just talk to Brax and like, let's go do a weekend trip. And you do a shop and you do the West Edmonton Mall water park, see a movie, and then come home.
I can see a movie here.
Yeah, you could. You could do that.
Or I could go swimming now. Well, in two years.
No, you can't. I mean, you can still go swimming. Well, it's going to be open for another couple of years.
I can do a water slide here soon-ish.
Soon-ish. So there you go. We're going to borrow another $10 million to make that pool. $67.7 million over it was the cost to build. I imagine that'll go up. Although apparently, if it does go up, they do have to ask. They have to go to the city and be like, the city has to ask or something. Someone has to ask for more money if it does go up. But, I mean, everything costs more than it's supposed to, right? I mean, look at the hospital. It costs more than it's supposed to. And now you can't even give birth in it.
Oop.
Oop.
Wow.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. Hopefully you can hear from Sony Music at some point here this morning to let us know that, hey, it's okay for Lecter to come back. But as of right now, he is on the ish list.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a sort of live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
Well, Wheeler with you on your Wednesday morning. Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora 4 Drive in the North, and apparently brought to you by Sony Music now. Based on our last, our first break this morning, Sibley not showing the love for Adele's new album, and Sony's considering that a breach of our agreement this morning that we had to boot Lecter off the show because of his comments about it yesterday. So Sibs is no longer here this morning, so now it'll just be me, I guess. Hi, everyone. It's Wheeler, and things are in the news. Things are nuts, right? Everything's right. It's so anyway, like, you know, like all, you know, right? You know, okay, wait. Anyway, so like a lot of right, like it's so much going on, right? Like it's cold, and I mean, like the pool and. And everything, and God, you know what? You know what? Screw Sony. Sibs, you're back on.
Hi.
Oh my God! Thank you. Oh. I can't. I need someone to bounce things off of.
You did a really good job.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't handle the ship on my own very much. I thought I had. I thought I did pretty well.
Yeah. Mornings with Wheeler. We don't need the whole cabin here anymore.
We don't need Mornings with Wheeler at all.
You're going to break your back from carrying me.
My knees are already terrible. My back is going to go out next. No. Sony didn't kick Sibs off the show. Lecter, however, of course, still being reprimanded. They're still having a meeting on the other half of the office here. And I guess we'll find out what happens. I mean, his misogynistic comments just don't fly anymore.
Time zone changes. What a call that would be. They're staying up late there, eh?
Real late. ice tests indicate Yellowknife Lakes are now safe to walk on. Hip, hip, hooray. That means more skiing for you, Sibs.
Yeah.
Anywhere you want to ski.
Frame Lake.
Frame Lake. There it is.
right there.
Are the slots slotted out now? Have someone been out there making trails?
I don't think there's really enough snow yet,
to be honest. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, there's only a few inches.
Yeah, like if you look, Ollie started a snow tracker on our website.
He did.
And I think like the average as of last year was at least 20 centimeters when I was looking at it earlier. We're at like 6.5, 7 right now.
Right, yeah.
And that's like...
just not enough.
Yeah, but like some of that's come and gone as well. So right, it's not even accumulated.
And it's been like really blowy out there, so it's been blown around a lot. Oh, that man loves his weather and tracking it.
Yeah. Okay, so last year we were at 21 centimeters.
Right.
The average is 19.7. Yep. We're at 9.
We're at 9.
As of yesterday.
Good Lord. Yeah, it's just not a lot of – but it feels like there's more moisture in the air this year. Like it's dry, but not as dry as it usually is.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on out there. La Nina's wreaking havoc.
But so skiing soon. That'll be good.
Skiing soon. Sure. Why not? Why not skiing? So boring. So boring.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the worst.
You don't go alone. Go with people.
I don't want to go with people. Like,
what?
Go with people.
That's why it's so boring.
Oh, whatever. I go for walks with my dog alone all the time, and it's fantastic.
You just tried to host the morning show alone.
And I did great. I did great. I really stood up for it. So you can find this at cabinradio.ca, also at the Great Slave Snowmobile Association. All the thickness levels of all the lakes surrounding Yellowknife, everything is above 6 inches now. As we know, it's go time at 6 inches for the ice. And so you can skate, you can ski, you can walk on all the lakes around the city. So there you go. I love that. We're finally into winter. I guess I can accept that winter is here now. Now that we got 6 inches of ice.
And it was like negative 38 walking to work today. Well, after wind chill.
Minus 38.
Okay, you know what? Listen to McKenna. She also says negative.
Machine Gun Kenna is listening to your newscast and being like, I guess that's how they say it up there. It was a bunch of weirdos. Yep. You heard it. What? What do you got?
Where's Lecter?
Lecter is
Sony,
suspended.
You've got the wrong guy. Get Wheeler.
<That's>
Bring
right.
Lecter back.
I love Adele, though. So, I mean, her new album is fire, and I would have listened to it had I had a chance to interview her.
Wow, you're a real youth.
Yeah.
This is a fire album.
Adele's fam, babe. That's something, right?
What? I've never heard that.
all the ice news that you need is at cabinradio.ca. But all you need to know now is that all the lakes are safe to walk on. They'll be carving up blocks of ice out of Great Slave very soon to get started for the winter festival.
The ice is safe to walk on unless you're listening to Adele because it's fire and you're going to melt the ice.
That's right. You got to walk on eggshells around Sony Music and Adele. Lecter, still suspended.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
Wheeler and Sibs with you, defying all orders from Sony Music and Adele. Sibs is still here. I won't have Lecter on, though. Lecter is suspended for the time being until we can figure this whole thing out, until we can dissect exactly what he said to anger Adele. So, but there you go. Thanks for being here this morning. Thanks for stepping up. What?
You're welcome.
Okay. You've been scrolling through social media and getting huffing and puffing over there.
Have I been?
A little bit. You've been kind of like...
Okay, I've been told by people that I sigh a lot, and I'm like...
You do sigh a bit.
I'm a generally, like, a pretty happy person normally.
You are. That's true.
But I guess sometimes in my... I don't recognize...
But that's what social media does to even a happy person like you. Just makes you kind of go, ugh.
Yeah. Well, like, one of the articles I saw was... Nova Scotia, like, I think it's in Nova Scotia or PEI, there are, like, whole shipments of potatoes that the U.S. won't accept anymore because they found a wart, like, on a potato that, like, might have caused, like, a batch of potatoes to be bad, but now they won't accept any potatoes. And I was like, well, that's going to be really bad for those people and the economy and
it
for
really
farmers.
Is. Yeah, yeah. She's just reading sad news this morning and being like, ugh.
Yeah.
Okay, well... Cool.
Sorry. Sorry to be a Debbie Downer.
No, not at all. No, you're not a Debbie Downer. You are a generally happy person. It's a nice energy to have around.
The nicest thing anybody's ever told me was that if I was to be reincarnated into a song, it would be Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder.
That's funny. I've got some Stevie Wonder coming up. I'm got it uptight, but Sir Duke's a great song.
Yeah, and I was like...
That was just a list of people he admires. That song. It is.
I mean, he made it into a good song.
He did. It's a great song.
I'm never going to speak bad about Stevie.
That's an interesting thing, though. What song do you think, if I was reincarnated as a song, what would it be?
Oh, no. It's too much pressure.
Lecter reincarnated as a song we know now would be...
Sorry by Justin Bieber.
Or Nookie by Limp Bizkit. Come on.
I kind of feel like, I don't know, like Black Betty or something, because you're like, rah, like roaring to go.
I'm always roaring to go. And I do have a black dog named Betty.
Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
A Psych Up song? I don't know.
Some kind of Psych Up song? All right. Well, I guess you don't know me that well.
Give me some time to think about it.
Well, I just did.
Well, give me like 5 seconds.
I just did.
It's like 8:35 in the morning. I normally wouldn't even be awake at this time.
It is very, very early. But that's how we do it here on the morning show. We get up early and we talk a lot of nonsense.
I was going to say, it's not even that early anymore. That's how I know I've like become an adult. We were talking about this the other day about how, well, not me and you, but like me and AJ.
Yeah, you and I don't talk outside of this.
No, never. Right. About how I don't feel like I'm an actual adult. Like, there are adults like you, Scott.
There's grown-ups.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm still 18. Like, I'm not an adult. Like, the other day I had to make a dentist appointment, and I was like, Mom, how do I transfer my files up here?
Because up until you're 25, you're still under your parents' health care.
Yeah.
Right? So you can, up until you're 25, you can be that. So, I mean, there is that kind of margin for things like that. There's adults, and then there's grown-ups. Because technically you are an adult at 18, which makes no sense whatsoever. I appreciate being able to vote at 18.
Yeah.
But being called an adult at 18,
no. I'm still in the stage where something will happen, and I'll be like, help, I need an adult.
Yeah, like, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you just need the help of someone with a bit more experience, someone who may have been through the thing before.
Yeah.
So there's adults and there's grown-ups, and I'm an adult. I'm not a grown-up.
I'm a bebé.
I'm a bebé. You got a mortgage now. I guess that feels more adulty, right? But now it's just you know, there's a little bit more money coming out of my account every month.
Yeah.
Like, that's about it.
But there's still someone telling you how much money to give them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's absolutely right. Yeah. I'm just like, Now CIBC is my landlord. Yeah, so I understand that whole the distinction between adults and grown up. Absolutely. Yeah. I wanted to ask you actually before we head out. This is supposed to be our tip top break because we've found out that most people listen around now. So we didn't make it that way this time. But I wanted to ask you, you're heading home for Christmas.
I am.
What are your plans?
Oh, it'll actually be nice.
Because you're not going to host again before the end of the year. So what are your plans?
Oh. that's news to me.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens with Lecter. If Lecter's out, we'll see.
I was going to say.
This was your audition and it went. So what are your plans?
Okay, Mr. Anyways, no, it's going to be really nice. I'm going to go spend some time with my mom for a few days.
Nice.
I might get to see my dad in there because normally I don't go to the side of Ontario where he lives.
Okay.
So I might see my dad for a few days.
Oh, I don't think I realized that about your family.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
No. Thank you.
I'm sorry. That was a jerk move.
No, and then I'm going to go spend a lot of time with my sister, which will be really nice because...
The one you hate?
No. Well, I don't hate either of them.
I mean, hate's a strong word. The one you loathe.
No.
The one you don't get along with.
Cass, Sam, I love you both. But no, the the one that like is my best friend.
Okay.
So, very nice. Last time I went home, I didn't get to see her very much.
Okay.
So yeah, that'll be really nice. And then maybe heading to Montreal for a day or two just to go see my uncle.
Absolutely. Montreal's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful this time of year.
I've never been there this time of year, but it is a beautiful city.
Yeah.
So I imagine it is very, very nice during the winter.
What about you?
I am heading down to Alberta, going down to Phoenix's folks' place, as we tend to do. We've been together now this is going to be our eighth Christmas together, and we've done one Christmas here. So every other Christmas has been spent down there, which we do like. They live on an acreage outside of old Alberta. It's nice and cozy, so you just kind of spend there. You're kind of away from everything, which is super nice.
Yeah.
Although they just always want to do stuff, and I'm just like, it's Christmas. Let's just lay and watch movies.
You don't want to go skating or anything?
There's not really anywhere to skate around there. There's a couple little like ponds and stuff that get cleared off. I need to buy some skates, actually.
You know what you should take up?
What?
Skiing.
No. Not a chance in all HE double hockey sticks. No, I'm good. I'm good on the skiing. I think I'm fine.
It's fun.
No, it's not. It's not. It is not. Even people who like skiing wouldn't call it fun. They'd call it good exercise.
Well, I
don't think they'd call it fun.
You're going with the wrong people then.
I don't go with anybody. I'm sure, see, that's the thing. You're definitely going
with the wrong people.
Right. So, like, if Nicole and Scott, who like, and Lecter, who love to go skiing, and they invited me out, I would just feel so bad because I'd be like, they're very experienced at it. So I'd be like falling behind and falling over and not being able to do it. I know there's a whole thing to it. Like, I haven't practiced enough yet. So, I mean, I imagine if I got better at it, I might find it. I still wouldn't find it fun.
Honestly,
like, it wouldn't be fun. Like, going for. I don't know, like playing, like going for a skate would be fun. Playing a little hockey is fun. Going skiing is like, this is really great exercise, but this is not fun.
You know,
it's like doing laps in a pool. Like, I like swimming, but this isn't fun.
I think I like it is because it kind of feels like, you know, when you put on really fuzzy socks and you just go to a hardwood floor.
Hardwood floor rhymes with hardware store.
And then you kind of just run and then slide.
Yes.
That's kind of what skiing feels like to me.
No, it doesn't. Nicole just texted saying, it's so much fun.
Yeah,
and Lecter texted, you'd find it. Lecter, you're suspended. You should not be messaging me. You'd find it fun if you didn't completely suck at it. Hey, I suck at a lot of things, and they're still fun.
He doesn't suck about talking about Adele, though.
Yeah, that's right. No, he kind of does.
I mean, he's suspended. I'm in that boat, too. but no, last year, Scott, Ollie, Nicole, and I went for a little ski, and Nicole brought like a whole charcuterie board. She like flipped her skis over.
Eating charcuterie, that's fun.
Well, then she called it charcuter ski, and I was like, this is amazing. This is like the best thing ever.
Pun game is off the hook.
We were out at the Tartan Rapids. It was a grand old
day. That sounds like a really nice time to spend with friends. It really does. The skiing part is just like, okay, can we get this over with so we can charcuterie ski and spend time with friends at the rapids?
I fell down a hill that day and I'm still saying it was a great day, so
you're a generally happy person.
we're back to this.
Yeah, that's where full circle back to you being happy. Yeah, no, it's just no for me. Skiing, no thanks. It's kind of like the Northern Lights. I love them, but I don't really care that much.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
A hater.
I'm not a hater. I don't hate things. I do hate a lot of things, but I'm not a hater.
You did two things in a row. You just said you hate it.
I didn't say I hated skiing, and I didn't say I hated the Northern Lights. I just said I don't care that much. Like, every time the Northern Lights are out and people are like, go look up, I'm like, stop telling me what to do.
Long hair, don't care.
Long hair, don't care. That's right. I'm reaching my maximum cynicism. It gets deeper with every inch of hair I grow.
That's the holiday spirit.
There's the holiday spirit. Maybe I'll pick up skiing. I'm going to tell you right now, I won't. But maybe I will.
I would pay to see that.
It's not like humorous. I might be a little humorous, I would
rent skis. I can't, we could go skiing together.
I'm not going to do that. I'd like to hang out, but I don't want to do that. That just sounds awful. Sorry. No, the skiing part, not the hanging out with you part.
Yeah, that's not how it sounded, sir.
That's right. Hanging out with you just sounds awful. I'll ski, but whatever. No. I don't know. Maybe I'll try it out again. I just rather stick a needle in my face. That's going to do it for Mornings at the Cabin this morning. I don't know what's going to happen with Lecter. I don't know what to tell you. His mouth just gets him in trouble. And we're still under gag order on Lecter from Sony Music and Adele. Hopefully they relinquish. I'm going to have a chat with her a little later on tonight. We'll see what happens.
Wow.
We're doing a FaceTime.
At least you've listened to her album.
I have, and I'll ask her questions about it. Why is this album so much like your others?
By Jess. Tomorrow, the morning show's going to be hosted.
I'm not allowed. Okay. Oh, well, I guess I can't. Nope. There it is.
So AJ and Sarah Price hosting the morning show for you folks tomorrow.
Oh, my God. That'll be a lot of fun, actually. AJ and Price, that would be great. Andy and Price. That'd be good, right? Mornings in the Cabin done for another day. I hope you guys had a good one. We always love chatting with you in the morning times. Have yourselves a good day. A little Stevie Wonder to start us off, or to finish us off, I should say. 16 minutes, you got the 90s at 9. All the songs are the worst, but also the best. I don't know who's hosting it, because it's not Lecter. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca and by following the Mornings at the Cabin Facebook page.